It is. What is today's date? Monday, September 21st, 2020 at 7:10. And this is a public hearing for ZA1-2020. And we are reconvening this public hearing that was recessed on August 17th. Present this evening are council members, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hainem, Mr. McCann, Mr. Richardson, and myself, Mary Westfall. And additionally from administration, we've got Mayor Stow, we've got Sharon Booker, Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford, and Chuck Silvernow. So let me share with you that City Council referred this zoning change to the Municipal Planning Commission some time ago for review and recommendation. And the zoning change is from Southbriar LLC. And it's a request for a change in the Southbriar area from R1 single family residential large lot district to B2 general business district and R3 multiple dwelling medium density district for property located at 5111 and 5123 Main Street. And the change is really in zoning and lot split request has been made to allow for the building of 3 single family units and for an expansion to the parking lot of the adjacent commercial center, and they're looking at 21 parking spaces. The Planning Commission did review this request at its May 13th, 2020 meeting, and with a unanimous vote of 5-0, the Planning Commission recommended that Council approve the zoning changes requested with an inclusion of detailed specifications of the improvement that will be completed to the adjacent commercial center. So I, with that, I'm going to ask Mr. Aller if he's got anything that he could share with us or any more detail.
Yeah, I'll try to kind of bring us up to speed on how we get here. In August, you know, when the initial plan of this public hearing was planned, at that point there was a property line, I'll call it discrepancy or question, and so the applicant requested for it to be extended into September. That property line issue has been resolved. We've looked at it, we've met with the adjoining property owners, explained the situation. The adjoining property owners, they do have some actions that they could take if they don't believe that the information is correct. But that would be a private property issue that really wouldn't impact this rezoning one way or the other if that was an issue. The only thing I would change on that is that the side yard setbacks would be reduced, but they still would meet the required zoning setback. So that's really not an issue. We don't believe that there is an error. We believe that as presented, the property is correct and what they've given us. So that has been resolved. And then we get to September, and the developer's consultant had some personal issues that he wasn't going to be able to make the meeting, so they asked that it be extended again, and they asked that it be extended to this meeting. I don't know why they're not here. They indicated they requested this date, you know, I would fully anticipate that they would be here. It has gone through the Planning Commission. It was recommended through the Planning Commission. Basically, what they are proposing is for the lots to the direct south of Briarfield, or, you know, South Briar, just to the south of South Briar, be rezoned to B2 R3. The B2 portion would be to extend the parking lot of the existing development. And ultimately, with some reconfiguration of that kind of stuff, would add 21 parking spaces to that area, which, if you've ever been there on several evenings, is a needed addition in that area. So the R3 area then would allow for the construction of three townhouse type developments in there with some exterior parking and added amenities of retaining wall and things of that nature. The units that they showed were a garage on the on the ground floor, and then living quarters behind and above those units. So that's the type of construction that they're looking at. B2 is a direct extension of the B2 that South Broadway is currently. And then R3 does come into the immediate surrounding property, is zoned R1. But if you look up and down Main Street, much of that is R3. Typically, you would want the R3 transition into your business district, and then as you get further away from the city, you know, have that R3 barrier, if you will, between your R1 and your business district. It got a little bit intermixed through the years, and this will intermix a little more, but I don't see it as a not fitting or as a bad development. If you're aware of what's there now, it's been an eyesore for some time, and I think that this will be an improvement. Part of the discussions that we've had with the developer, we've had discussions with the developer for some time on the condition of his existing development, which is South Briar. Trying to get a facelift, if you will, for that area. We recently, the last sign application that he brought to us, we denied because the sign did not match our zoning code, and it's our intent to do that on every sign application that might come forward on it from this point on. The way that facade is just doesn't, it's the signage in that area is not what we have come to expect, nor do we want to continue to approve that type of signage. But the way the existing facade is, it makes it very difficult to do anything different. It just doesn't allow the developer to really dress it up, if you will, and it does take a pretty large redevelopment in order to accomplish that. The developer has provided us information on his project, including that includes the triplex as well as this area, that indicates that his financing for the project does include both sites. It includes the triplex plus the facade improvements on this project. So, you know, I believe that we're accomplishing that. You know, it's, we still have to poke and prod, but the zoning on itself, we would be in favor of that. And that's about all, that's the information that I have for you.
Mr. Allard, does the drawings that you have down here, are they really representative of what they're planning, or that was just some general idea that was kind of thrown out there?
That's a general idea. They're still working on it. They had hoped to have these further along. I can't tell that this is from, they've at least taken it, you know, this is at least the South Briar location. It's not just some other location. There's a, you know, it's very general in nature, I would say. We have not seen any final plans. And frankly, wouldn't expect to see anything final unless I know that zoning project is going to go through, and then they package everything.
But they would have to present those plans to you prior to actually moving forward. You know, I'm just curious. I see a gentleman sitting out there. I don't know, Mr. Orbitz. Could that be him?
No.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Any other? Well, let me say for the record that we don't have anyone present in chambers to speak in favor or against this zoning change. I don't believe there's anyone online. Mr. Silvernail?
No.
Nobody online. So what I would ask is if council members have questions of Mr. Allen or comments, thoughts about this recommended zoning change.
Quick comment. Thank you. If they actually go forward with all of it, it's going to be amazing because it has been an eyesore for a number of years. So great work. Hopefully it's really going to work out.
Kevin, can you give just a brief overview of what as far as the current, what specifically about the way it currently is against our sign code, just my reference?
The signage that goes all the way across, where sign code, it limits the percentage of the frontage of the buildings. And the current signs extend all the, extend this space.
Do you know what the percentage is that it should be for?
I believe it's 60%.
60%.
Yeah.
So were those grandfathered in, or did they just kind of get pushed without? No, that's fine, go ahead.
I think they're kind of grandfathered in. The ones that were existing were grandfathered in, and then when they got replaced with new businesses, they just put, every the same thing back in.
Without approval, I'll have.
We had been, some of them. Yes. We had been working to try to get that resolved, and finally, we just stopped approving signs, because there's not much, the way that those are mounted, there's not much that the developer can do with it. I will admit that, but we've been working to try to get this resolved.
Drawing is submitted shows that he's going to repaste the building with a drive-in type material, which is fairly light, and then use channel letters or something like that going across, rather than an internally lit continuous band of signage.
I would have
to say, my understanding though was that all those signs were approved at one point or another, and I think I mentioned this to Kevin the other day. What we really need here is we need the developer to talk to his tenants and get the tenants to sign on to abandoning these, they're kind of garish signs. But I think there's signs that have all been approved at one point or another. I don't think any of them were erected without approval. Is that right, Kevin?
I don't know if each and every one. I do know that some of the ones, there was a time frame where two of the business locations in there, it was like a revolving door. And we have people in and out of there so fast, and so I think there were a couple of them that they never came and got approved through Board of Architecture. But again, they didn't put up anything bigger or even smaller. They just replaced the existing panel. I don't think they did anything intentional. I think some people just put up with it.
From that facade that you've got there, it does look like there's some more standard signage potentially coming from his perspective. I think certainly we know that's not final, but that can be a conversation you can have with him.
Yeah, that'll be the conversation. Once we get further into this, it'll be, like Marco's Pizza. They're not, if that were to go in there, they're not going to Marco's Pizza.
Right.
They're going to Marco's Pizza. But that can all be standardized size-wise. Are they internally lit or are they lit from the bottom?
Sticking.
Those are the kinds of things that we can get those standardized so that the whole site.
And we'll need data to impose those on his tenants.
Mm-hmm.
With each renewal. And he needs to do some marketing to his own tenants on that.
Yep.
That it's in their best interest to upgrade that plaza with some consistent signage that will make the whole development better. So we really need his buy-in, and then we need him to sell it to his tenants.
I agree.
Context and history, Doug. The computer store that is no longer, will no longer be there, that sign went up, and then we found out about it. And it did not conform and would not have been approved. We granted a year on the sign. Mayor, is that correct?
Yes. That's a while ago.
Yes, a temporary sign permit for that. And the understanding that the facade would be started to be developed or changed. And again, I'm speaking from the Planning Commission while I was on there. So this is welcome if it happens. And I would be definitely for it to change that and to make the appearance better and to conform with the signs. Speaking with another business owner there, they would welcome the change and to put a new sign up, but they want the facade change also without changing their sign. So I want to be assured that if we're going to fill parking spaces to help expansion there or to help alleviate the parking issue today, that he will address the facade.
So, Mr. Hainem, as chair of zoning, is there anything specific that you have thoughts on related to this, other than the signage?
Well, the use is really, the proposed change is not really a problem. The issue is that the existing structure has been an ongoing issue with the Planning Commission and with our administration for a couple of years. And I wish this planning were further along. And I will also say that did somebody call David and tell him? I mean, they requested this. Did they know we were doing this?
Yeah.
I'm distressed they're not here. And frankly, I would want to. I mean, my preference would be to hear from David and Gregorius directly before we vote on this change, and I know we've kicked it a couple of times, but I mean, I would like more information about the facade drawings that, you know, that Kevin's got. I know I talked to Kevin about this last week, and I mean, I don't want to be a barrier to, you know, a good business development plan, and I think upgrade. And the sad thing is that the zoning change this up will, I think, significantly improve the parcel that we're talking about. But I would really like to hear directly from David about how these parking spaces are really the benefit of Southbriar Plaza. I don't have to hear from David about these thoughts about how he's going to go about pulling off this change. Because I'm guessing that, you know, even if we went back and tried to enforce the few signs that aren't approved, we still put a mess kind of thing. Still a very dark, garish group of signs that have been approved over the years. And we really need somebody's cooperation and assistance to get that fixed. We're not in a position to just exercise our zoning enforcement authority to make that happen.
So I think you make some very good points, Mr. Hainem, and I think based on those comments and some discussions that I had had in advance of this meeting with the law director and with the mayor, it may be appropriate for us simply to go into recess again on this public hearing and reschedule for a time when Mr. Schmidt or his representative can be present to help reassure us of what his intentions are and so he can inform us on these questions. Okay.
I'd be supportive of that, and I'm not tying the one to the other. This is not, I mean, I'm not, I understand these are separate considerations, and I'm not tying the side upgrade to the rezoning issue. I would just like to hear what the big plan is, and before we move forward, and we can't really. Here's a big plan. If we just approve the zoning change, everything all kind of goes into the abyss again. So
I think that's very appropriate. So with that, I would ask if there's a motion to recess this public hearing until Monday, October 5th at 7 p.m. It's been moved by Mrs. Capellini and seconded by Mr. Hainem. So with that, this meeting stands in recess until October 5th, and I thank you all. I think they're good questions, a good discussion. Oh, yeah, wait, all in favor? I forgot to ask that. All in favor? Any opposed? We need that. All right, all set. Thank you very much. So the public hearing adjourns at 7:30.